Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord does things with perfect order. I look back at the way he trained me. And the Lord has foreknowledge. He knows how to set things up for you. And he knows how to shield his people. And he knows what we can deal with, what we can take, what we can accomplish under the right circumstances. You know, there's a song they used to sing, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." And he does. He cares about us. And he gave us authority over a terrible demon called Satan. And what makes him terrible, he saw God's face and turned from him. And he's full of hatred. But before he was a demon, a devil, he was an angel. And I don't know how old he is, but he picked a fight with the wrong one. He picked a fight with God. Now, fighting something like that, we live to be 100, 120. Most of us die at 70, about 95 years old. But this joker been around since before Adam. And he was around, who knows how long before that. And that's what we're fighting. He's a criminal. He knows how to manipulate the word of God to say what he want. And once you change the word of God, you change the intended meaning. It's not the same. And he knows how to pull our strings. But he has rules. He got to fight us on our level. So any attack that he launched, we can handle it if we want to. If we stay in faith, we can always win. And he's the master of deception. The way we win against him is easy. The Lord gave us some clues and examples. If you any snake you want to destroy, you kill it, you crush his head. If you don't crush his head, he's still dangerous. And the way the Lord taught me to fight him is to stop him at the head. He said, when you tell Satan to stop, he has to stop. I said, what if he don't? He said, when you tell Satan to stop, he has to stop. And my mind was still running. I said, well, what if he don't? When you tell Satan to stop, he has to stop. And it registered. It got in my heart. That word got in my heart. Now, the word of God plainly tells us that we have power. We have authority over all the power of the enemy. For it to get in your heart, you're just going to have to study the word until you get it. Just because we read the scripture one time don't mean we got it in our heart. Your mind can still race. And you may not, and that'll cause you not to receive the word of God. We're so used to this world and the measurements, the rudiments, the characteristics of this satanic system that it's hard to punch our way out. We have to receive God's word in order to operate like we're able to. Now, but once the Lord told me that those three times, that word got in my heart. So from that moment on, I always dealt with Satan. I always stopped him at his level. That way, I turn the head off. I turn off all the attacks underneath him, even down to serpents and scorpions. So if I get bit by a black widow spider, I say, Satan, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Nothing shall by no means hurt me. I claim immunity. And I thank God I've never been bitten by a black widow that I know of. But if anything bite me and I don't know it, I don't know what it is, that's the first thing I do. I claim immunity. I say, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Nothing shall by no means hurt me. And whatever was done, it can't work anymore. You have to take authority. Now, when you think about an attack, you think about not only snake bites and temptations, demonic temptations, such as lust and greed. You know, those things cause you to be treacherous against God. And then pride. And that's the worst. It causes you to turn your back on God on purpose. Now, because pride is opposition. It's a whole nother, it's the opposite way of God's life. So everybody who operate in measures of pride, they'll turn their back on God in those areas. And the enemy, whatever we don't deal with, he'll use it against us. You have to understand that. Whatever we don't repent from, and sometimes repenting requires skill sometimes, the skill of life. Just because you do something, you're sorry about it, you ask the Lord to forgive you. You've been made righteous. All you got to do is choose to continue to operate in righteousness. But those weak spots, you have to deal with them, or it's hard to gain the mastery in those areas. You have to gain the mastery in order to fully repent. Or otherwise, you're going to keep doing the same thing and asking the Lord to forgive you. That's good. Keep asking the Lord to forgive you and keep trying not to do it. But also pray for the skill so you have the mastery in those weak areas. And the Lord told me that the enemy, he uses our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears against us. Now watch this. He's doing the very same thing to everybody. So, I ask the Lord to be patient with me when I fail, or when I come close to failing, or when I have miserable thoughts, and I don't know how to shake temptation. I ask the Lord to be patient with me. So, I realize that other people are having the same problem. So, whenever I would minister, I tried to give people information. As I learned how to fight, I tried to give people the same information so they could win. Because sometimes Christians just don't know. And what happens is they try to act the part. They try not to seem miserable or tempted. And they try to act the part where they're lacking. And sometimes people, they want help and they seek it. They're wiser, you know. They really like they cry out. Sometimes they cry out to other people. But I cried out to the Lord. And other people. But mostly the Lord. Because sometimes the advice I've gotten didn't work. And some things I just didn't feel comfortable asking other people. I just sought the Lord. And sometimes I realized people did not know. And I really asked the Lord. But I got answers all the time. Every time I decided I'm going to master this, I'm going to find a way to kill this problem. David was my inspiration. He killed Goliath. And even the king of Israel was scared of Goliath. Saul was scared of Goliath. Nobody went and challenged him till David came about. So I decided I'm going to kill this problem. You know, and I didn't learn this from people at church because they their methods just kind of, it was basically coping with the problem and doing all they know to cope with the problem. I wanted to drive those Philistines out of my land. I don't want Satan's nasty temptations harassing my life. I don't want junk in the back of my mind. So I'm combative. I learned to be combative. So, you know, I just learned to fight. My dad bought me a motorcycle, and And I had a mini bike before that, and the older guys would take your mini bike and ride your gas out. So I had to learn to fight. But I didn't want to, but I had to. When I started fighting, it stopped happening. And you have to push that heavy thing home, up and down those hills. Well, when I started fighting, it stopped. I learned to win. Now, so I decided I wasn't going to be pushed around by Satan either. And that, I'm not afraid of man. I'm not afraid of demons. I'm not afraid of Satan. So if I'm not afraid of Satan, I'm definitely not afraid of people. I'm not afraid to live, and I'm not afraid to die. Christ is my all in all. You got to get some fight about you if you're going to win. Now, many times I talk about how things happen in the course of my training period when the Lord was training me, and he commissioned me to do some things. He gave me assignments, and I would have to go and give pastors a word from the Lord. And I talk about how I was treated. But I want to clear something up. The things I bumped into, the things that I ran in, the challenges, and then the lack of understanding on other people's part. When I was trying to give them the word of God, I was terribly misunderstood. I was treated poorly, and it wasn't nice. It wasn't good. And it wasn't favorable. Sometimes it was, you know, if it was a good word, it was more received. If it was a rebuke, you know, that was a challenge in the first place, to give somebody a word from the Lord. That was a rebuke. But when I saw how people treated sound doctrine, I was saddened. And recently the Lord said the way people treat sound doctrine is the way they treat God. If they got a problem with sound doctrine, they also have a problem with the Lord. And my message was, follow God, yield to him, yield to the persuasions, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Do it God's way. Don't do ministry your way, because it won't work. Don't do what you see other people see. I mean, don't do what you see other people do. Do what the Lord is putting on your heart. Do the assignments that the Lord put on your heart. That's where you're anointed. That's where it will work. See, when the Lord tells you to do something, you have an anointing for it. It's just like Apostle Paul. He was anointed to minister to the Gentiles. But he decided to go to Jerusalem. And the prophets kept telling him, you're going to jail if you go to Jerusalem. He didn't have the anointing for Jerusalem. He had the anointing for the Gentiles. Now, Peter had the anointing for the Jews and the Gentiles. Paul had an anointing for the Gentiles. And the way he got out of trouble, he appealed to Caesar, and they took him to Rome. But he was back in the courts of the Gentiles, where he had an anointing. And that's how he won. And he finished his course. And they couldn't touch his life until he finished his course. Understand that when God tells you to do something, you have an anointing for it. All the pastors that denied to follow God and did something else, they did things they did not have an anointing for, and it didn't work. The Lord would have trained them for the course that they were supposed to take. But people don't like to deviate from what they know, and they didn't. So the things that could have been were not. And I used to get upset. Not at them, but at the situation. And the Lord let me see these things. Now, all the way I was treated, the way that they did their ministries, it made me sad. Sometimes frustrated. But I want you to know, I have no animosity against them. They were wonderful men of God. They blessed my life. I was healed under their ministries. I was blessed. And wonderful miracles have happened under the in the lives of these men of God. And the things that could have happened was just off the charts. I had visions, and I had conversations with the Lord about what would happen if they followed him. But sometimes people don't do what God is putting in their heart, a lot of things just can't happen. I learned from each one of these men of God. And sometimes I talk about things that I've learned, and it came from them. They helped me. They were anointed, but they couldn't go the next step because they didn't follow God that way. One of them kept, he was so tied up in the holiness traditions, and it hindered him greatly. The first word I gave a pastor was, don't fear failure and don't fear success. And every time he was about to succeed, he'd do something and mess it up. Because fear attaches Satan to your life. You have to release it. You have to drive it out. Perfect love drives out fear. And if you do anything out of fear, you can't break it. It's like a curse hanging over you. Satan's going to pull those fear strings and cause you to mess up. Fear has no foundation. But when you act on it or speak it, either one, act on it or speak it, you cause whatever you fear to be. You're operating in the wrong kind of faith. Fear is a belief, just like faith is. See, faith is dead without works, and so is fear. But when you speak it or act on it, you start producing it. Not Satan, you. You. Because I fear, I'll do this. And that's what kills your plans. That's what works against your life. It never works when you act out of fear. Job was praying and giving offerings out of fear that his children may have cursed God in their heart. And he did things out of fear. But he said, the things I greatly, greatly fear has come upon me, because fear attaches Satan to your life. Now watch this. Satan didn't even know the hedge was down. He didn't realize it. Satan's not perfect, folks. Out of all the crazy things he did, out of all the way he tempted Job, it was so impressive. But he still didn't realize that the hedge was down. You know, I used to have my dog tied to a chain. And as long as that chain, he knew the length of that chain. And one day I unhooked the chain and didn't let him know. I just did it secretly. And he walked over to the edge of where the chain was. And he stopped. And he went and sat back down. I watched him. Then he went back over there. And one day he got close to the edge and didn't feel the tug of that chain. And then he kept going. Then he ran. When he knew he wasn't tied to that chain, he got away. Now, Satan's the same way. The hedge was down because Job was in fear. Job didn't know it. So if you get in fear and Satan realizes it, he's going to use your fear against you. So you have to deal with your fear problem. Just like you have to deal with weaknesses. You have to deal with hurts. See, the way the enemy gets the mastery over your life, he comes through one of three avenues, or all three of them. Weaknesses, hurts, and fears, in that order. What are your weaknesses? Who hurts you in life? And what do you fear and why? You drive those things out, you'll be immune to whatever Satan is trying to do. You won't even get in pride. You have to get in pride because of something. You know, Satan got in pride because of his wisdom and his good looks. His beauty and wisdom, that's why he got in pride. When people accomplish things, when they have measures of success, then the enemy will come and try to tempt you in pride. See, pride looks within. If he can get you to stop looking toward the Lord and look within, he can tear your life apart. If he gets you in pride, he can get you in opposition. You have to have, the only way to kill pride is love. And perfect love kills fear. And having mercy on other people destroys hurts. Whoever hurts you, forgive them. Forgive them right off the bat. And your hurts will die. Forgive the people who hindered you in life, who aggravated your life. Now, these pastors and these ministers that I refer to sometimes, I do it only because people still act like that. I thought they were above acting like that until the Lord sent me with the word and I saw things. One pastor gave me a word and said, he gave me a word for the whole church. He said, only give this word if he calls on you. And then the pastor looked at me and I was waiting on him to ask me to give the word, and he didn't. But he looked at me. I knew the Lord had told him to call on me to give that word. And it was a good word. And he didn't do it. And I saw how people treat the Lord. Because if you go in the Lord's name, you go into his stead. If they won't hear you, that's how they treat God. And that's in Luke chapter 10. If you don't receive the servant, you don't receive Jesus with the servant. And you don't receive Jesus, you don't receive the Father. He said no to God, so he said no to me. And then another lady, I think she raised her hand, but he called on her, and she gave the same prophecy that I had, but it wasn't as much. And I saw what the Lord was showing me. I don't say these things lightly. I'm not bashing him. But there are so many ministers out there that have actually quit the ministry because of the way that they were treated. Because sometimes they were not received. It's because sometimes older pastors were jealous of them and wouldn't let them preach. And they didn't understand why. They got jealous and they got afraid. They were afraid to let you preach. They were afraid that people would look to you and not them. And they acted on that fear. And it hurt your heart. Forgive them and you will heal. There are tares among the wheat, and tares teach. And now that tares have set a pace, a rotten pace in the church, and people have not overcome it fully. Even good men of God, even anointed people. If you don't drive out the Canaanites out of your heart, the land of your heart, if you don't drive out the Canaanites will try to rise up. If you don't deal with the weaknesses, they will come back to haunt you. If you don't deal with the hurts and forgive others, you won't heal and you won't go forward like you're supposed to. And if you get in pride, you're going to be treacherous against God. And everybody who get in pride, they always get in fear. These things are out there. But when you follow God, you have to do things his way. You have to stay in the love of God and do everything the way of God. The Holy Spirit will guide you and train you for the people you have to deal with. And you will help them, and you'll be a blessing to the sheep. And remember, before God did any revival, he always got rid of idolatry first. Every time before he did anything, any kind of victory, Gideon had to turn over kick his father's idols over. See, if he didn't do that and they won and God gave him victory, they would have looked at the idol. That's how people are now. If you don't get rid of what's treacherous, people will think it's okay. We bear fruit after our kind. Whatever the leaders do, that's what the followers do. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. So leadership has to be strong for God to build on it. You have to drive the idolatry out. And there is fractions of idolatry and still resting in people's hearts. And they hadn't dealt with it. So right before their greatest success, the enemy pulled their strings, and then the move of God is stifled and can't happen. He has to find somebody that will drive out the Canaanites. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.